Chapter 31, Section 3. Fascism rises in Europe. Before you read, in the last section, you read about the Great Depression. In this section, you will learn about the rise of fascism in Europe during troubled economic times. Fascism's rise in Italy. Why did fascism arise in Italy? The economic crisis of the Great Depression led to the loss of democracy in some countries. In these nations, millions of people turned to strong rulers to try to solve their economic problems. Such leaders followed a set of beliefs called fascism. Fascist leaders were very nationalistic. They believed in authority and built powerful military forces. Fascist governments were controlled by one party, and that party was ruled by one leader. The leader was the nation's dictator. Fascist governments did not let their people have individual rights. Fascism arose in Italy. It started there because people were angry that they did not get more territory in the treaty that ended World War I. Also, inflation and unemployment were big problems. Benito Mussolini came to power by promising to help the economy and build the armed forces. He used armed thugs to threaten political opponents. The King of Italy decided Mussolini was the best hope to save his dynasty and let him lead the government. Mussolini became Il Duce, or the leader of Italy. He outlawed all political parties except fascism. He tried to control the economy and outlawed strikes. Question 1. What did Mussolini promise the Italians? Hitler rises to power in Germany. How did Hitler gain control of Germany? Another fascist came to power in Germany. Adolf Hitler was the leader of the Nazi Party. The German brand of fascism was called Nazism. He tried to take control of the government of Germany in 1923, but the attempt failed. He was sent to prison. In prison, Hitler wrote a book that summarized his ideas. It was called Mein Kampf. Hitler believed that Germans were superior to all other people. He said that the Treaty of Versailles treated Germans unfairly. He also said that a crowded Germany needed more Lebensraum, or living space. To get that space, he promised to conquer the lands of Eastern Europe and Russia. Question 2. What were some of Hitler's beliefs? Hitler becomes chancellor. What did Hitler do when he became Germany's leader? When the Depression hit Germany, the country was in terrible shape. Hitler was named leader of the German government. Soon, he took the powers of a dictator. He became Germany's Führer, or leader. Those who opposed him were arrested. His economic program gave work to millions, but took away their rights to organize into unions or to strike. He took control of all areas of life. He burned books that went against Nazi ideas. He forced children to join Nazi groups. Hitler also attacked Germany's Jews. Laws took away their rights. In November 1938, mobs attacked Jewish people and destroyed thousands of Jewish-owned buildings. This was the start of a process to eliminate the Jews from German life. Question 3. What changes did Hitler make? Other countries fall to dictators. What other countries were ruled by dictators? Fascist dictators took control in other countries as well, including Hungary, Poland, Yugoslavia, Albania, Bulgaria, and Romania. All had dictators, or kings, who ruled like dictators. Only Czechoslovakia remained as a democracy in Eastern Europe. Elsewhere in Europe, only in nations with strong democratic traditions, Britain, France, and the Scandinavian countries, did democracy survive? Question 4. Why did democracy survive in some countries?